You know I'm right. Nick Durst here with Joe Calabrese. And Joe, I'm really excited for our guest today. First time we're speaking with him, but definitely not the first time we're speaking to somebody on this show with his name.
That's actually an interesting nugget. Yes. So we had Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Dave Meltzer on with us a couple of weeks ago, and it just so happens we're dealing with another synchronicity here. So we have another Dave Meltzer here today with us, but he is certainly accomplished in his own right. He was the co-founder of Sports One Marketing. He has his own podcast, the Playbook Podcast, and he's also founder at DME. So we're really, really happy to have him on. And obviously, I don't need to say his name again, but Dave, welcome to You Know I'm Right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And it's great to follow the other David Meltzer, who's a good friend of mine as well, and well-respected in the wrestling world. And we've shared many mistakes of interviews. So it's good to know you know which David Meltzer you have on.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. But it's awesome to hear you guys are friends. So obviously you and him, same name, both in sports. He's more wrestling though. But for you, Dave, what were some of your favorite childhood sports teams and sports? And ultimately, when was it that you decided to pursue a career in sports?
Yeah, originally I was pursuing a career in sports. I wanted to play running back for the San Diego Chargers. Ohio State Buckeyes first, yeah. Then the Chargers. So my original goal was to be a professional athlete. But I did play football in college. My very first play, Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare, ran me over. So I remember lying on my back. You guys may resemble this, thinking to myself, my mom's favorite saying, doctor, lawyer, or failure. And so I decided I better start studying and ended up graduating law school. And through that, in a journey in technology, I met a guy. I had a blessed career in technology. My first exit was $3.4 billion in 1995. Ended up being Samsung CEO of their phone division in 99. But Lee Steinberg, the most notable sports agent in the world, Jeff Morad had purchased with the money that they sold their baseball practice into the Diamondbacks and became president of the Diamondbacks. Lee hired me to be the CEO of the most notable sports agency, not because I was a great sports guy, not because I was a lawyer, even though I was a lawyer. It was because I was the only one with that type of background that had a technology background. And Lee saw the future of sports and technology, which, as Lee Steinberg always is, his vision is far beyond everyone else's. And his vision was my blessing. That's where I met Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback. We spun off Sports One Marketing. And then the last 5 years, starting the Super Bowl, I spun off my own brand with the encouragement of Gary Vee, working with him on accident. I was helping him with his sports agency, and he helped me build my brand. And it now includes TV shows, movies, books, podcasts, a variety of different things in the sports world and content. But my initial thought was I was going to be an oil and gas litigator, and I ended up lucking out into the internet and somehow ended up in sports.
Yes. So the technological landscape has certainly changed everything. And certainly enough, you were savvy enough to adapt to it. You mentioned school. I wanted to ask you, how did you decide on what did you want to study at college? What internships did you do while you were there? And for people like Nick and I, who are still in the growing stages of looking at what we want to do career-wise in media, it's very hard to get that first job. So how did you also get that first job?
Yeah, so number one, I went to the college that I went to for two reasons. One, they gave me a full scholarship, and two, I could play football. And I'm not joking. There is a really, really, really long list of colleges that wanted me to play at. So I chose to go to college to play football and to go for free. I interned, believe it or not, the only internship I had, because I played baseball and football in college. I ended up running a little bit of track when we sucked at baseball. And so my time was limited. I had a normal job on campus, but I just wanted to go to law school. But before I went to law school, I had a fellowship with Major League Baseball, not because of any genius of my own. I was just trying to figure out how I could go to every single stadium in the major leagues. And so I created a fellowship I lost the Richter Fellowship to a girl that was a niece of Desmond Tutu, and she had a world's mission, where my mission was just antisocial behavior at baseball games. But Dr. Bobby Brown, the president of the American League, he gave me a fellowship to do the research, because one of my best friends was Casey McKeon. Trader Jack, Jack McKeon, was his dad. He recommended me for that. So I got to do my very first internship with Major League Baseball. Still, though, I went to law school to study oil and gas, to be an oil and gas litigator in Tulane, because they had the top maritime law program. And I only wanted to be an oil and gas lawyer because they made more money than professional baseball players and football players at the time. So I went for the money, graduated. Mom told me the internet was going to be a fad. Do not take the internet deal. Go ahead and be a real lawyer. Make 150 grand. 1992, that's a lot of money. I tell everyone,
this is a great year.
Loves you. Doesn't mean they give you good advice. So I went ahead, took the job in the internet, which led me to my career in sports, which has always been a blessing.
What was your first pinch yourself moment in sports?
In sports, I will tell you, my first pinch yourself moment was, I was running Lee Steinberg. I was part owner in a thing called Clarkson Dreammaker. Steve Clarkson was the original quarterback guru. He trained Joe Montana's kids, Will Smith's kids, you know, everybody. People paid him a ton of money to do so. But I did the Super 7 event in Hawaii, and I'm standing there with Joe Montana, Warren Moon, and Lee Steinberg, and I'm pinching myself when Joe Montana asked me, "So, David, what do you think? You know, I like to do a back pedal and keep my shoulders square to the field, a five-step drop. And Warren likes to drive off of his left foot and get deep in the pocket on his five with his body turned to half the field. What do you think?" And I'm thinking to myself, what do I think? What the F do I know? Are you kidding me? Joe Montana is asking for my opinion between him and Warren Moon? What world am I living in? This was ridiculous. I couldn't even believe I was standing there with those guys, but I had to play my cool in that pinch myself moment and pretend like I knew that I belonged there. And, you know, in college, I scored my first touchdown and did a flip. And my coach said, pretend like you've been there before. I really had to pretend like I had been there before, because I was literally freaking out. I called my wife right afterwards, told her what happened. So that was my first real pinch me moment.
It's pretty incredible. What would you say is the coolest thing that you've been able to do by, you know, founding Sportsman Marketing and Dave Meltzer Enterprises?
You know, I have been blessed with so many extraordinary things, from Super Bowls, Pro Bowls, Masters, Kentucky Derby, Breeders' Cup, ESPYs, Emmys, Oscars, Grammys. I represented the Clemente family, so I got to be on the mound. You know, when Derek Jeter in the second game of the World Series, and Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, and that was pretty cool. But, you know, World Cup, Olympics, I'm on the Olympic committee. I literally have a bucket list so long, I can't even decide what my bucket list is when it comes to sports, because even my son, we've been exposed to so many things that, you know, Adrian Peterson wanted to meet us after a Redskin game two seasons ago. And my son, and he literally asked, can Miles wait for me before the game? Miles, my son, who's at that time like nine, he's like, Dad, I'm hungry. I brought my assistant down to the field with me, who had never been on the field. He was totally bummed because Miles made him leave to go get food. He wouldn't even wait for Adrian Peterson. I'm like, my bucket list is so deep that even my kid doesn't care. He sat on the floor at Laker games. I share my seats with Diane Cannon. I could give you a list of 100 things that I would have paid for in my life to do. A lot of money that I get to do every day.
Pretty awesome, no doubt about that. What would you say is your right moment? What I mean by that is a time of your career where you decided you wanted to do something, somebody's telling you, Dave, you shouldn't do it that way. You got to do it this way. Maybe you kind of touched on it already, but you then said, you know what? I'm going to do it my way. And ultimately you will see why it is that I'm right.
Yeah, I think with the TV shows that I do, you know, everybody told me that, you know, I had to traditionally do these shows and hire a season, which I had done. And I decided that in COVID, I was going to develop my own shows. And I don't know if you guys know, but recently I signed an Apple TV deal. I have multiple shows, Office Hours, 2-Minute Drill, executive producer of Elevator Pitch with Entrepreneur. And knowing nothing, I just trusted the universe that if I hired the right people around me, that I could pull off a TV deal. And so Bloomberg and Apple TV, I have 2 different deals with each of them. And I still have no clue about how to really produce or direct a TV show, but yet somehow I'm being asked to star in TV shows, different movies. I just filmed one today, The Secrets of Happiness. I've been in Think and Grow Rich. The Real Deal. I got tons of different shows coming up on, NBC, there's one. And I'm thinking to myself, it's not like I went to film school or I have any acting skills at all, but somehow I manifested this stuff.
And like I alluded to at the top, you also have your own podcast, Playbook with David Meltzer. It has gone well over 1,000 episodes now, checking it out here on Apple Podcasts. So I wanted to ask you in particular, some of your favorite guests, or maybe there's one in particular who was your favorite, who stands out above the rest.
Oh, it's so hard for one to stand out, but some of my favorites, Ray Lewis. I asked him, hey, you're probably the greatest linebacker, arguably, of all times, yet you're not the fastest, strongest, or most talented. Why is it that you're the best? And I'm in his house at his fireplace. He grabbed my legs and literally 2 inches from my face said, because when I was on the field, I was willing to die. And he really meant it. I love that interview. And then another one, I'm very eclectic, right? I have billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, probably the biggest out of all podcasts in the world. I have the biggest list of guests and superstars. But Sadhguru, who some people may hear, he's like the Deepak Chopra of the world. I've had Deepak on as well. But I asked Sadhguru, I said, how do you dummy down your shit so people understand it? And he laughed for like a minute. He couldn't believe I asked him that question. If anyone knows what the Sadhguru looks like, right? He's the yogi, man. He has his turban. He's like super spiritual. And I asked him just straight from the heart, a simple question. And he said that was his favorite question anyone's ever asked him.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. So I'm more of the spiritual person, I think, between Nick and I, but definitely look into all that stuff. And I'm very happy that you actually mentioned him as one of your favorite guests. So I think his stuff is really, really great. And Dave, I wanted to thank you for your time with us. We really, really appreciate it. What we do here with our podcast, Nick and I, is we always give our guests the last words, right? So I'm sure that you have plenty to share and plenty else to promote, but whatever you have else for us, whatever you want to say, by all means, please go on and do so. Thank you again for doing this with us. Again, we really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate both of you. And if there's anything I can do for either of you, all you got to do is ask. And people ask me all the time, what would I tell my 14-year-old self, 24, 34, 44, and I turned 54 last week. Same thing. Ask for help. Find someone that sits in a position that you want to be in and ask them for help. Fastest way to get to where you want to be is to ask someone that's already there for directions. Most people, especially young people, are afraid to ask for help. I have so many different things. I do free Friday trainings. I have my books, my guides. Any one of your guests want any of from my 14-day gratitude challenge to my 5 daily practices to my overlap agreement to anything that you need, a signed book, I'll send everybody of your guests a signed book. I'll pay for shipping in the book. Just email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. And then finally, most importantly, best advice that I've ever gotten, please take this to heart. Very simply, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. I appreciate both of you. Let's do this again, guys. Thank you so much.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much. Great last words. I think we'll definitely have to do this again. We'll have to get you and the other Dave Meltzer on as well. One big episode.
I love that.
I think that'd be tremendous.
And yeah, that'd be awesome. He'd like it. Trust me. That's awesome. Thanks, man.
All right, so that's going to do it here for this episode. If you know I'm right, for our very special guest, David Meltzer, and for my co-host, Joe Calabrese, I'm Nick Durst, and this has been You Know I'm Right.